Peace activists have spent the past week switching from trying to prevent a war to trying to stop one already fully underway. And with growing support among Americans for the attack on Iraq, they are looking for ways to oppose the war while showing support for the troops who are fighting it. Nancy Solomon reports.
In the first hours after bombs began to drop on Baghdad, activists in New York were busy at work. At the offices of Act Now to Stop the War and End Racism, volunteers were stapling new messages onto the placards. Signs that once said, "No Iraq War," now read, "Stop attacking Iraq, bring our troops back." Brian Becker, a spokesman for the group, says it was crucial to quickly mobilize people who opposed the war.
We're trying in these first hours to overcome the sense that the movement has failed by giving people significant levels of activity to participate in so that they feel their own power again. If people feel their power, they act powerfully, and that's the real strategy of our movement.
Some groups are either talking about or planning civil disobedience. Rubina Niaz is an organizer with Not In Our Name, which formed last year in New York and now has chapters around the country. She says many of their members, especially those who are young, want to replicate the anger and arrests that happened in San Francisco.
What is the next level that we can go to? What is the line that we haven't crossed yet in resisting the U.S. administration's policies and its actions that we need to do now?
And we want to continue now, moving into this next session, that dealing with the arena of strategy and tactics.
At a town hall meeting in Cleveland on Wednesday night, activists debated whether civil disobedience, angry confrontations, and flag burning would only hurt the cause.
I'm from the eastern suburbs, and I'm trying to recruit people who are not as radical as the people in this room to be part of this anti-war movement. And the question is, how can we recruit middle America?
Linda Butler told the some 50 people at the meeting that while she may choose to be arrested, civil disobedience is more likely to keep away large numbers of people.
I hope that you will respect the right of the people who bring their children to some of these demonstrations, who are coming from a different point of view, and let them have a peaceful demonstration.
The group that organized two huge anti-war marches in New York this past month says it will stick with all forms of public protest, marches, candlelight vigils, and civil disobedience. Co-chair Leslie Kagan says she's not discouraged that a march with upwards of 300,000 people in New York didn't stop the war. After all, she says, the war is being propelled by huge economic and political forces that get scant media coverage.
And I don't think we have any illusions that any one demonstration or even a series of demonstrations is going to turn all that around. What we do hope is that the more people that are engaged directly in public activity, and the more those activities keep going, that we begin to build a force that is strong enough to turn things around.
Kagan and most activists say support for the troops is implicit in every anti-war message. They say they shouldn't be put in harm's way. Her group, United for Peace and Justice, will soon set its sights on Congress, which must approve funding for the war. And if the war continues, her group will begin strategizing how it can influence the 2004 elections. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon in New York.